Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. Iraq is becoming the new destination for adventurous tourists. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iraq's rich history, its unique culture, its amazing archaeology, and the intrigue of Saddam Hussein has made Iraq the ideal location for a vacation destination for a growing number of daring tourists. Official figures on the exact number of visitors are lacking, but the evidence is that interest in Iraq's historical and biblical sites is continually increasing, and discussions on the internet seem to confirm this report. Biblical sites like Nineveh, Ur of the Chaldees, Babylon, and as some suggest, even the Garden of Eden can be visited in this war-torn nation that believes an increase in tourism will help their recovery. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The possibility that the war-torn nation of Iraq could be the tourism center of the Middle East does not fit with the prophetic scenario for this region in the last days, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There indeed is great interest by adventurous tourists to visit the biblical sites found in modern-day Iraq, sites like Ur of the Chaldees, Nineveh, Babylon, and as some suggest, even the site of the Garden of Eden. The Iraqi Tourism Board is working on a plan to attract tourists from around the world to their nation that is rebuilding and hoping that the financial gain from tourism will enhance the rebuilding efforts. My point is, however, that a major tourism campaign does not fit with the end times prophetic scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy, written over the last 2,500 years by ancient Jewish prophets, reveals to all students of the prophetic word of God that Iraq will be a major center, not a tourism center, but an economic, political, governmental power base in the last 3.5 years of the 7-year period of intense judgment on the earth and earth dwellers. Revelation 18 foretells that Babylon, today's Iraq, will be this world headquarters for the world dictator, the Antichrist, who will control the global economic system to be implemented. A global economic crisis will be the precursor to this scenario, and that's found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17. Isaiah 13 and 14, Jeremiah 50 and 51, along with Revelation chapter 16, reveals the total destruction of Babylon, modern-day Iraq, at the end of the 7-year judgment, just before Jesus Christ returns to earth. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...